From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Filmmaker Paul Verhoeven built his international reputation with such deliberately provocative movies as Basic Instinct and Starship Troopers. The Dutch director's 20-year sojourn in Hollywood has been marked by the violence of RoboCop and the sleaze of Showgirls. However, for his latest film, Verhoeven returned to the Netherlands and a more serious subject, Dutch complicity during the Nazi occupation. The movie's called Black Book, and it has sex and violence, but some critics say it harkens back to Paul Verhoeven's earlier Dutch films. Irish Man reports.
The Nazi occupation of Holland is a strong memory for 68-year-old Paul Verhoeven. He's been trying to deal with it on film for more than three decades. In the mid-1970s, he and screenwriter Gerard Suderman began researching a movie called Soldier of Orange about the heroic Dutch resistance.
We found so many interesting things in World War II that had never been shown, that people were not aware of at that time. Let's say the more shadowy side of the resistance. And we found it and we felt compelled to use it.
The new film by Verhoeven and Suderman has few heroes. Most characters are complicit in one way or another. Suderman recalls his interest in this story began even before Soldier of Orange, when he read about the case of a Dutch lawyer who was murdered during the liberation of the Netherlands.
And that was quite an intriguing story about double-crossing resistance fighters and good and bad Germans and Jews being trapped. And the murder was never solved.
The lawyer inspired a pivotal character in the new movie who helps Jews escape the occupation. He also records his transactions with Nazi officers, resistance fighters, and collaborators in a little black book that gives the film its title. The central character is a young Jewish woman who goes to him for help, but joins the resistance after her family is murdered. She's assigned to seduce the local head of the Gestapo to get information and winds up falling in love with him.
Du bist verheiratet, hab ich gesehen. Heb je kinderen, als du?
Waar? Waar verheiratet het?
Jetzt nicht mehr?
Nee, jetzt nicht mehr.
Black Book presents sympathetic Nazi characters and villainous resistance fighters with what film critic Emmanuel Levy calls all of the signature staples of a Paul Verhoeven movie.
Provocative sexuality, nudity, male and female, violence, excessive style, but the film is fascinating because of its contradictions. It walks a fine line between being serious and light, between what's art film and what's entertainment.
Not all critics in this country have been as kind. Some have ridiculed Verhoeven's over-the-top directing style. Others have complained about implausible plot twists. Levy says Verhoeven has chosen to make a film about the Gestapo and the resistance that will appeal to the masses.
I think that this movie is somewhere in between his good Dutch movies, which I admire, like Soldier of Orange, I like very much Turkish Delight, and between his Hollywood movies. That to me is another contradiction. It has, on the one hand, the movie has a lot of Hollywood elements, like a Hollywood version of the Dutch resistance, you could say it. On the other hand, it's one notch or two above his American movies.
And Levy, who is also a professor at the UCLA Film School, says it's a more personal film. Paul Verhoeven remembers one day as a child during the occupation when he and his father were forced to take an alternate route on their way home.
And that was because the Germans had just executed 10-15 people on the road. And we were forced by the Germans to pass by as an act of terror, basically, towards the population to say, okay, if you misbehave, that happens to you too. On the other hand, of course, the movie is not about young people. The movie is about resistance fighters. And I was 7 when the war ended, my scriptwriter 8 or 9. So we were certainly not in the resistance. So the story, the narrative, everything is research. The emotions and the feeling for the time, that is me.
For his part, screenwriter Gerard Suderman remembers his childhood during the war as a time when no one could be trusted, not even your parents.
At home, they were saying A, but in public, they were saying quite the contrary, because speaking your mind in public in those days was very dangerous. So it was a curious world for a child. Everybody is lying. It gave me a quite curious insight into human nature.
The moral ambiguity that's forced upon people in desperate times is what Black Book is all about, says film critic Emmanuel Levy.
Unlike most Holocaust movies, and this is a movie about the Holocaust, Holocaust is always in the background. And I think that people who see the movie should always be reminded that in the final account, it's about survival and what human beings, German, Dutch, Jews, are willing to do in order to survive.
Audiences in the Netherlands seem to find that story compelling. Black Book was the highest-grossing Dutch film in a quarter century, but some critics tore it apart. The filmmakers believe they were reacting to the shattering of myths about the noble resistance in a country that clings to the memory of the Dutch woman who protected Anne Frank. As screenwriter Gerard Suderman is quick to point out, it was also the Dutch who betrayed her. For NPR News, I'm Iris Mann.